Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cleo James. Batting second. The left fielder, Carmen Fanzone. Batting third. The second baseman, Paul Popovich. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pat Bourque. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bill North. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Hector Torres. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Rudolph. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The left fielder, John Milner. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Foley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tug McGraw. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tug McGraw. And now, play ball. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Jorgensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Fanzone reaches second base with a double. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fanzone scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a fly ball into left field. Milner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Popovich moves to second. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McGraw fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Garrett takes first base on ball 4. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Cranepool is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph hits a fly ball into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Singleton takes first base on ball 4. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Dyer strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fanzone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Fanzone strikes out. 1 out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Popovich is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Popovich hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Milner throws the ball into Martinez, who relays the ball to Foley, who tags Popovich trying to catch an extra base, for the out. James moves to second. 2 outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. James scores. It's 2-0, Cubs. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Bourque is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bourque hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Singleton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tug McGraw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Garrett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Garrett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill North is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. North is 0 for 1 in the game. North strikes out. 1 out. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Torres is 0 for 1 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Rudolph is 0 for 1 in the game. Rudolph takes first base on ball 4. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Milner is 0 for 1 in the game. Milner strikes out. 1 out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. 2 outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Fanzone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James strikes out. 1 out. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fanzone strikes out. Two outs. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Popovich strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Singleton hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Two outs. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Bork is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bork is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bork strikes out. Two outs. Bill North is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. North is 0-for-2 in the game. North strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Marshall pinch hits for Tug McGraw. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Marshall for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Garrett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Rose now pitching. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-2 in the game. Torres hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dyer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rudolph hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Rudolph reaches second base with a double. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-2 in the game. Hooten strikes out. Two outs. Cleo James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-2 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bork scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Singleton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Mets, 2. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmen Fanzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fanzone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Fanzone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Dyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Popovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Popovich is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Popovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Popovich for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley strikes out. One out. Cleon Jones pinch hits for Don Rose. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Torres scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-3 in the game. Martinez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Danny Frazella now pitching. Pat Bourque is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bourque is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bourque hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazella fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Williams pinch hits for Bill North. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Cubs. Hector Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres is 0-for-3 in the game. Torres hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Milner. Torres reaches second base with a double. Ken Rudolph is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudolph is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Rudolph strikes out. Two outs. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0-for-3 in the game. Hooten strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Billy Williams now playing left field. Brock Davis now playing right field. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Popovich scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner is 0-for-3 in the game. Milner hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jorgensen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jorgensen is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and New York Mets, 2. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.